Spiritual existence cannot be conceived of without manifestation or body. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Body cannot be saved except through mind," close quote. One must have that which expresses life, love, intelligence, form, outline, all of which are spiritual and eternal. Nothing deformed or imperfect expresses spirit. Therefore, it is unreal and has no existence. But life, love, intelligence is not in that which expresses it. They are in God, the source of all being, and never separated from Him. Quote, "Spirit diversifies, classifies, and individualizes all thoughts which are as eternal as the mind conceiving them. But the intelligence, existence, and continuity of all individuality remain in God, who is the divinely creative principle thereof." Close quote. Body, the embodiment of divine ideas, the body of man, can never be sick, depleted, inactive. It can never grow old, infirm, and contains nothing that can die, for, quote, "man is the expression of God's being," close quote, the divine body. Man has nothing apart from God, so he has nothing that can be taken from him, nor can anything imperfect be added unto him through any hypnotic mortal mind. Every claim is a specific belief that there is something wrong with body and must be handled specifically. There is only the immortality of body, the universality of body, the perfection and wholeness of body, the embodiment of spiritual ideas, the only body. Man is God expressed. Therefore, man is the body of God expressed. Quote, "Man is the expression of God's being." If there was ever a moment when man did not express the divine perfection, then there was a moment when man did not express God, and consequently a time when deity was unexpressed, that is, without entity. Man is, and forever has been, God's reflection. Close quote. This is your age again. Frequently it is said to me, quote, "I see the perfect spiritual man so clearly, and know there is no other man, but the physical error remains." Close quote. How can it remain when you know the truth and know error is nothing and never existed? Where is 2 times 3 equals 11? Is it anything or anywhere? And does it exist? Can you ever see 2 times 3 equals 11? No. Know the truth, and know it with conviction and understanding. David overcame Goliath because he overcame the false sense of personality and relationship. He who enthrones principle dethrones matter, personality. He will be the victor over every Goliath because he declares, as David did, quote, "Whom have I in heaven but thee, and there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee," close quote. In miscellaneous writings, our leader tells us that, quote, God is our Father and our Mother, our Minister and the Great Physician. He is man's only real relative on earth and in heaven. Close quote. There is only one family, one God, and we are His children. Conditions change, but relationship never. An idea of God is infinite and is independent of human beings. It is unlimited in its activity and is operated by principle at all times. It is unifying, cooperative, loving, inspirational, because it is one mind unfolding itself infinitely. This idea is independent of all so-called external mortal mind phenomena because it includes, as its being, all that there is. These ideas are what mind is. Mind is all-seeing, all-hearing, all-being, and so is mind's expression, man. Mrs. Eddy tells us that, quote, mind is the source of all movement, and there is no inertia to retard or check its perpetual and harmonious action. Close quote. What a powerful statement this is, and what it would mean to each of us if we were constantly conscious of this eternal fact. There is nothing to stop the perpetual and harmonious action of anything God made, and He made all that was made. Our work is to clearly understand that this one infinite, powerful mind is governing us and is governing the universe eternally. Christian Science reveals to us the fact that God, mind, does not unfold progressively from one point to another, but infinitely from perfection. Quote, that which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. Close quote. Therefore, there are no different states or stages of consciousness, no lesser mind than mind, no universe but the universe of infinite mind unfolding itself as ideas. In miscellany, our leader tells us, quote, God is one, and His idea, image, or likeness, man, is one. But God is infinite, and so includes all in one. Close quote. The appearance of human progress is the disappearance of ignorance, or mortal mind, rather than in understanding more of God each day. Again from miscellany, quote, progress is spiritual. Progress is the maturing conception of divine love. It demonstrates the scientific, sinless life of man and mortal's painless departure from matter to spirit, not through death, but through the true idea of life. And life, not in matter, but in mind. Close quote. Matter is not a material thing, but it is what we are thinking about, and this is what needs correcting. We see life everywhere. abide in irrepressible life. It is accurate and imperative for you to define yourself as the expression of eternal, irrepressible life, God. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "The fowls, which fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven, correspond to aspirations soaring beyond and above corporeality, to the understanding of the incorporeal and divine principle, love." Close quote. In Retrospection and Introspection, Mrs. Eddy writes, Christ's, quote, "prime command was that his followers should raise the dead. He lifted his own body from the sepulchre. In him, truth called the physical man from the tomb to health, and the so-called dead forthwith emerged into a higher manifestation of life. The spiritual significance of this command, raise the dead, most concerns mankind. It implies such an elevation of the understanding as will enable thought to apprehend the living beauty of love, its practicality, its divine energies, its health-giving and life-bestowing qualities, yea, its power to demonstrate immortality. This end Jesus achieved both by example and precept." Close quote. Jesus said, quote, "The kingdom of God is within you." Close quote. This is the coincidence. This phenomenon called universe must be improved by way of spiritual understanding, spiritual unfoldment as spirit, else it will destroy itself. This is our important work today. Quote, "Soul is the substance, life, and intelligence of man, which is individualized, but not in matter. Soul can never reflect anything inferior to spirit." Close quote. Jesus said, quote, "If I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you." Close quote. This is the divine all, encompassing the human concept of the divine. This is the awakening from the Adam dream to man's eternal spiritual reality. The demonstration of immortality comes with the recognition that man has no life to lose, no substance to disintegrate, no intelligence to become non-intelligent. The fact that man, including the universe, is pure reflection does not signify origin, but action, actuality, expression. Mind, being eternal, without origin, its creation would have to be revelation, reflection. The immortality of body or identity is as fixed and permanent as soul, God. This being true, man's identity can never be absorbed or submerged by anyone or anything. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "The one ego, the one mind or spirit called God, is infinite individuality, which supplies all form and comeliness, and which reflects reality and divinity in individual spiritual man and things." Close quote. This individuality of soul, which is your identity, means that you have eternal characteristics which distinguish you from me, and these characteristics constitute your identity. Science dematerializes human sense and demonstrates spiritual facts, and that is why Job could say, quote, "In my flesh shall I see God," close quote. As we identify what we apparently see, hear, feel with the spiritual ideas which mind is, these ideas appear tangible, substantially, as our world. For instance, any idea expressing or revealing God as love unfolds as our understanding or conscious thought, and it then becomes visible, substantial, and tangible as our world. The consciousness of it gives form and activity to it, and we have a sense of love as filling all space, eliminating all sense of need.